This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhouse. This week, to be better about controlling our time, do 8 things. Let's get started. Welcome to Anatomy of Success. Each week, we talk about my 4 tenets of equanimity: better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. There's all sorts of things we can discuss in those categories, but in principle, we're talking about things we can do every day as a product of our intention to move in the direction of taking action consistent with being proactive and moving in the direction of releasing some of the tension, anxiety, and stress that coincides with daily decisions. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're pretty new here. Subscribe to our audio podcast if you prefer and take us on the go. Stop by weatherology.com. Grab the Weatherology mobile app. It is free and find me under About Us at the top of that page. Follow along if you would on social media. Like so many popular ideas, time management is heralded as the ultimate remedy for people struggling with demanding schedules. The question is, managing our time good advice, and is it the answer to alleviating the pressure caused by juggling work and personal priorities? One thing is for certain, the perception of not having enough time causes tremendous stress. When we feel the clock ticking, our heart quickens and anxiety starts to increase. An assistant professor of management in the Rohrer College of Business at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey, they've studied the relationship between stress and time, and it turns out the perception of work overload is the big problem. When people perceive the stress of work starts to exceed their maximum threshold, psychological strain starts to increase. Most people are driven by the clock. We carry time on our wrist, on our phone, in our cars, on our appliances. Our sensitivity to time is predicated on popular nomenclature that expedites its urgency. Time is money. Keep in mind, different cultures have different perceptions of time, however, and we can learn a lot by examining those differences. According to the study I referred to, individuals who emphasize planning and scheduling, the strength of relationship between stressors and psychological strain is weaker than for individuals who do not emphasize planning and scheduling. So here are 8 ways to improve our relationship with time. Prioritize. Learning to prioritize is critically important for becoming better at controlling our time. Saying no to just about everything is where I start. If it isn't consistent with my convictions, it's not a priority. In business, that means delegating just about everything and focusing on what really demands my attention. When something requires my attention, I'm going to get it done with no delay. Productive. The feeling of being productive adversely affects many people. Being busy isn't the answer, but it's often the alternative for being productive for a lot of folks. When work becomes more meaningful and we learn to prioritize, we gain the upper hand at gaining control over time, and productivity starts to improve. We spend more time doing what we love, what we like, and work becomes more enjoyable, and it doesn't feel like a burden that needs to be managed. Decisive. Contemplating choices and spending too much time deliberating decisions that can easily become more automatic consumes plenty of mental energy. Developing positive routines helps us ensure what needs to get done is finished. Make sure the daily small decisions are decided and reserve the precious mental energy for bigger decisions. Accomplished. Most people set big goals but fail to appreciate the importance of the daily decisions that improve their probability of succeeding. When people set huge goals and have unrealistic expectations, they give up. Until we feel accomplished each day, doing the little things consistent with measurable progress, we are commissioned to rely on willpower as the conduit to get big things done. Make time every day for what matters most and nibble away at our goal slowly and methodically. Energy. Most people lack energy to achieve big dreams. They feel exhausted, frustrated, fatigued, lose hope. Having abundant energy is the key to driving a big dream forward. It's fueled by an attitude committed to gaining the stamina to run the race. Optimum energy. Big dreams demand it. Let's use exercise as the conduit to achieve it. confident. Genuine confidence is the product of real accomplishment. Sitting on social media 6 hours a day isn't going to improve our quality of life. Personal care and feeling accomplished are the keys to building more confidence. Squandering precious time pursuing novelties that satiate our ego but fail to improve our health and well-being in relationships is a horrible substitute. Genuine confidence is created by building substantive things that last. Liberate. The feeling of being overburdened and frazzled is a common complaint by overtaxed professionals. When our plate is full and the feeling of scarcity takes hold, the spiral is quick and debilitating. We need to prioritize ourselves first, then focus on what truly demands our attention. When life feels balanced, we liberate ourselves to focus on doing extraordinary work when we make the time to concentrate on those things and gain productivity in the process. Regulate. The impact of stress is powerful, and the health implications are undeniable. Creating a calmer, more centered personal life will alleviate the effects of stress. We need to regulate the impact of stress by making time for what matters most. If we let work consume every minute, then squander that personal time on things unrelated to our personal health, our better relationships, and more satisfying work we talk about here, we're going to move in the direction of letting stress become a cauldron of negative emotions that pull us in and make it really tough to get back on. I'm Steve Woolenhouse. This is Anatomy of Success. Glad you joined us this week. Come back again next week. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.